Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Continuing our first responder week here on KMOX, we have joining us on the line Captain Garen Mosby, the Public Information Officer for the St. Louis Fire Department. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It is excellent. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, we had Chief Jenkerson on talking about the St. Louis Fire Department Foundation, which I think a lot of St. Louisans don't know about, but a nonprofit arm to help fund a lot of the things that firefighters need. So because you are on the scene, you are the face that we see on television on the scene of a fire. We hear you here on KMOX telling us what happened. You see a lot of what happened, and I know you've been a firefighter for 14 years or so. Talk a little bit about being on the scene and kind of paint a picture for us, because I imagine there's that initial excitement that you're on the scene, you know, the adrenaline pumping. But then afterwards, I always wonder how it feels for firefighters after the flames are out, so to speak.
Right. So there's a lot of varying emotions in what you just described there. And the good part about being a firefighter PIO, if you will, is that I've actually done the job. I just celebrated my 20th year with the St. Louis City Fire Department last week. So a range of emotion, right? Responding to the fire. I remember as a young firefighter, just adrenaline pumping, you know, this is what I signed up to do. And then you get there and you do your job, and you really can't put it into words what it's like to walk into a building that everyone's trying to get out of, and there is this glow all around you, right? You take that and then another scene, and you deliver a baby or you rescue someone from a burning building. You really can't quantify how that makes you feel. So there's a lot of up, down in emotion, just a tremendous range. On the flip side of that, you know, we see the not so positive endings, you know, and a lot of studies are showing now the toll that it's taking on firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. So it's just a range of emotions from really excited, a feeling of accomplishment, being able to help someone in need. And then there's the other side, right? So a lot of peaks and valleys, and that's why we're seeing so many issues with mental health, PTSD. Our suicide rate is alarming. You know, just it's a complex profession with a lot of emotion attached.
When people think about the fire department, obviously they think about the firefighters fighting fires. I don't know that they often think as well about the paramedics and the EMTs. When you talk about post-traumatic stress and trauma and that kind of thing, especially when we're talking so much about people being shot this summer in the city and kids being shot,
right.
You know, can you talk about what paramedics and EMTs go through having to report to the scene of that?
You know, it's always best to try to put things in perspective from my vantage point, because yes, I talk to paramedics, I talk to EMTs and firefighters, and they see it, right? I don't respond to a lot of the shootings and a lot of the traumatic events, but I hear about the graphic details. So in my position, just hearing about the graphic details, which I will spare you, it takes a tremendous toll. And this is just from someone who hears about it. I have a phone, and every shooting that occurs in the city I know about. And you talk to the paramedic, you talk to the dispatchers. They hear all this. They're the front line. They take the call and they're dissecting. People are calling. Obviously, this is the worst day of their life, and they're trying to get information from these. It takes a toll on everyone, from the dispatcher to the fire truck that gets there trying to stabilize, you know, doing the best they can to save a life, to the paramedics that swoop in and we share care and transport, to the trauma centers at the hospital. It is it's very taxing. It's very taxing, and it's really difficult to put that emotion into words. But what we're seeing is that as first responders, it's affecting us beyond the job. When you have more first responders killed at their own hands than the line of duty, I mean, let that sink in. We are taking our lives at a higher rate than the profession that we've chosen. And it's a dangerous profession. So that just speaks to the complexities, the challenges. Mental health is real, right? And we can't sugarcoat that. We cannot escape it. And one of the things we're trying to do here in the St. Louis Fire Department is be proactive, right? We have critical incident stress debriefing after a traumatic event. We gather everyone that was on that scene and we talk about it. Well, now we're that approach, we've got to do more than that, right? It's not just one event all the time. It can be a drop of water over the course of time. It's going to create a lot of damage, just that drop every time. So we're trying to be more proactive instead of waiting for the big call. Like, maybe we need to be doing something all alone to help release some of this stress to get our members help.
I know that budgetary issues always come up, that the police and the fire departments don't always have the funds that they need to do what they need to do. And Chief Jenkerson was talking about how the St. Louis Fire Department Foundation kind of helps to fill that gap. Do you want to do a plug at all about some of the things that the foundation can do and how people can get involved?
Sure. We just went through a rebranding process. I won't even say what the previous name of the foundation was, but it is now called the St. Louis Fire Department Foundation. And as you mentioned, they're huge for us, right? Everyone in society for a while now has been asked to do more with less. We need you to provide not just the same level of service, but we're going to add this, that, and this as well. And as you mentioned, budgetary restrictions, not necessarily able to pay for everything. So the foundation just does a tremendous job of coming up with creative ways, finding donors, corporate donors, private donors that are willing to give to an organization like the St. Louis Fire Department. And they go out and, you know, create fundraisers. You know, that's something that we're working on right now. I don't know if it's okay to put this plug out there, but we've got a few events on the horizon and we're working out the details. I will say, stay tuned. February 2020, we're bringing back an event that's been gone for 10 years and it was always a sellout. So we are really looking forward to, I won't say what it is, but it is on the horizon. And okay, I'll stop right there before I get myself in trouble.
Well, people can always keep up and get more information at, let's see, it's stlfdfoundation.org, correct?
Yes, ma'am. stlfdfoundation.org. Yes, ma'am, that is accurate.
Terrific. Captain Garen Mosby, the Public Information Officer for the St. Louis Fire Department, thanks for joining us and thanks for everything you do.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you so very much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.